Maseches Chulin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. One of the things one has to keep in mind in this Mishnah is the fact that a fetus inside the mother, when the mother is shechted, the fetus is considered to have been shechted as well. So with that in mind, we read, Behema hamakasha lele, the behema that is having difficulty in labor, v'hoitzi ha'uber es yadei, and the fetus extends its hand, its foreleg, outside the body of the mother, v'chasocha, and the person outside there cuts it off, v'achakach shochet es imai, and then after cutting off this limb that's sticking outside, he slaughters the mother, habasar tar, the basar of the fetus that was inside the mother, that is considered tar. Reason being, while it did touch this severed limb, which has tumas nevela, nonetheless, it was alive at the time that it touched it, and a living animal cannot contract tumas nevela. However, shachat es imai, if you shechted the mother, va'achakach chasacha, and after slaughtering the mother, you then cut off the limb extending outside of the body, habasar magat nevela, divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the basar of the fetus inside is considered to have contracted tumas nevela. Now, even though its heart was beating at the time that it had this limb cut off, Rabbi Meir holds that since the mother was shechted, at that moment of the shechita of the mother, the limb is considered to have been severed as well. Even though physically it's attached, we consider it to have been detached. It was in contact with the fetus, which was considered to be shechted together with the mother. So therefore, the fetus contracts tumah. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. However, the Chachamim say, Maka trefa shchuta. It's as if it had been touching a trefa, which was slaughtered, and it does not have tumas nevela. And they present their reasoning as follows. Mamatzinu batrefa, just like we see by a trefa, sheshchitasa mataharta, that an animal that's a trefa, but if it is shechted properly, it is tahar, it's not going to have tumas nevela, af shchitas habehema tetahar es ha'ever. So to the slaughtering, this animal and the uber inside of it renders the aver, the limb that was on the outside, it renders it tahar as well. Amar lahem Rabbi Meir said to them, like, no, that doesn't make sense, because im tihara shchitas trefa isa, if the shchita of a trefa renders a trefa tahar, davar shagufa, that only applies to that which is part of the trefa, that the whole of the animal. But to tahar esa aver, davar she'ene gufa, but should it render tahar an aver which is not part of the guf, this considered severed leg of our fetus that was extending outside the mother and which Rabbi Meir holds is considered to have been severed, that's a whole different circumstance according to him. Furthermore, Rabbi Meir says, Minayin la trefa, how do you know by trefa sheshchita samatarta? Why do you say that? The shchita of a trefa makes it tahar and it's not an avela. Behemet mea asur b'achila, we see by behemet mea, by a non-kosher animal, it's usur to eat, af trefa asur b'achila, which is similar and just like a trefa, which is also usur to eat, ma behemet mea ein shchita samatarta, just like by a non-kosher animal, shchita of the non-kosher animal does not make it tahar. A non-kosher animal, you could have shechted it properly, it's still going to give tumas nevela, af trefa loy tahar ena shchita. So same thing should go by a trefa. Shechting it should not render a tahar. To which the Chachamim reply, loy, no, ima marta bebehema tmea shloy hoysala shas hakosher. If you would say this by a behema tmea, which never had a moment in its life, in its existence, when it was kosher to eat, taimer betrefa shahoysala shas hakosher, you're going to say the same rule applies by a trefa, which before it became a trefa, it had a moment before this animal contracted the wound or the trauma or whatever made it a trefa, it was kosher and it could be shechted and it would be kosher to eat. So you can't make this comparison, the Chachamim say. To which Rabbi Meir replies, Tolach Masha Hevesa, take back what you have brought, because Haresha Nolda Trefa Menabetin, an animal that was born a trefa from the womb. It was born in the condition of being a trefa, so it never had a moment of being kosher. I mean, Nayin, how do you know that's the rule there? Loi, no, the Chachamim answer, no. Ima Marta Bevehema Tmeya Shekein Ein Bebina Shchita. If you would say this by a behemoth tmeya, which does not have, by its species, the law of shchita, you can't shecht any pig, you can't shecht any camel, you can't shecht these non-kosher animals. Tamer betrefa, sheesh bebina shchita. So you'll take a trefa, let's say you'll take a cow that's wounded to the degree that it's a trefa, but nonetheless, it has the rules of shchita by, they do exist by the species of cows. So the Chacham say, therefore, the comparison between a trefa and a non-kosher animal is not as apt as the comparison they make between a trefa and a kosher animal. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with a separate halacha, ben shmeina chai, a 8-month-old living fetus. So a fetus, when it's only 8 months old, according to the Mishnah, it's not considered a viable animal. So if it is born, it's considered a separate species. So ben shmeina chai. So let's say you have a living 8 month old animal, and it survives birth and it's alive. Ein shchitasei metaharte. Shchita does not render it tahar. Lefisha ein b'mina shchita, because this somehow miraculously surviving 8 month fetus, which should not be alive and is living before us, is considered a separate species completely. It's not a cow. It's not something else. We don't know what it is. It's somehow alive before us. Ein b'mina shchita. Therefore, there's no shchita for that particular species. Mishnah Hey. Hashoychir is a behema. If someone shechts an animal, umatzaba ben shmeina chai oimeis, and you find inside of it an 8 month old fetus, whether it's alive, in which case the mother's slaughter would have rendered it kosher, oimeis, or it's dead, in which case it would have been considered part of the mother, and therefore you shecht with the mother, any part of the mother is also considered kosher. Or let's say you shecht with this animal and you find inside of it ben tisha, a 9 month old fetus, mace, but this 9 month old fetus is dead. Karai, so because it was inside the mother, for all the reasons we said, it's considered to have been shechted. Nonetheless, you have this animal standing in front of you. What do? You have to rip it open to let the blood out. You have to let the blood out because while you do not have to shecht this fetus, whether it's alive or dead, you do have to let out the blood because we're not allowed to consume the blood. Matzah ben tisha chai. Let's say you find a living 9 month old fetus. Ta'un shchita v'chayev ba'oisei v'espinai divrei Rebbe Meir. It requires shchita. It must be shechted, and it's also chayev in the halacha of oisei espinai. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you may not shecht an animal the same day as its child. So because its mother was shechted, it cannot be slaughtered the same day as its mother, and according to Rebbe Meir, it also requires shchita. The chacham, however, say shchitas imei mitaharatei. The shchita of its mother rendered it tar. You'll note they didn't say it's kosher because the chachamim did institute a takanas drabbanan that nonetheless, once this fetus's hoofs touch the ground, we require that it be shechted so that people shouldn't get confused. You shouldn't see, animals being dispatched by means of other than shchita, and yet it's considered kosher for consumption. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, though he doesn't even hold of this takanas chacham, and he says afilo ben shmeina shanim v'chayrish basada, it could be an 8 month old ox and it's plowing the field, but if it was born under such circumstances where it was inside its mother's womb when the mother was slaughtered, shchitas imei metaharatei, the shchita of its mother renders it tahar and fit for consumption. And now a new case, you have a mother that dies without shechita, kra'a, and you rip the mother open, umatzava ben tishachai, and you find a 9 month old fetus that is still alive. So that fetus inside the mother that died through means other than shechita, ta'un shechita, it requires shechita, lefi shalei nishchata ime, because its mother was not shechted.